Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
I've got the character sheet, I've got Audacity, I've got the dice. I am marginally awake, thanks to coffee.
Dice good.
And good. I think we're ready to roll.
I'm just distracted because Windows has rearranged all the icons on my desktop. Not to my liking, so I'm going to be quietly
icons.
Doing that in the background. Can you tell me what happened last week?
Worms. Big worms.
So perhaps wind back a bit before that.
Had to do an EVA. I took.
Should we perhaps wind back a bit further? You're on a mission to explore the Pleiades.
We're on the Pleiades.
Yeah. We're in space.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's what I applied to do, so that's fine. This is like these giant colony ships.
Yep.
And we're one of several.
We are doing a bit of routine scanning and stuff. There's various little bits of missions we've been asked to do along the way, like scan this planet.
You're 64 days out from Earth.
Right, and I'm on there as a sensor guy or something. Yeah.
And it's like, is it like warp speed in this version of Traveller?
It's not a warp. It's
a drama, isn't it?
Sorry.
You've been making slightly more than a light year a day.
These old engines. Okay, so we're
by end of the big ship. You are a crew of Entdecker, which is one of the three smaller ships that's going along with them.
Okie doke.
But ours is the ship that potentially could that is planetary landing capable, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right,
which is quite unusual for spacecraft in this. There are shuttles.
Any spacecraft is planetary landing capable if you're prepared to put the effort in.
Depends on whether you want to be able to walk away from it at the end.
Or have a planet left.
Well, in the case of Stutterwarp, you just blow up the planets until the local gravity drops enough, and then you can walk away again.
Yeah.
Easy.
Okay, so we've done an EVA. On a planet? Or?
No. So we're doing this routine sort of scan this thing as you go past sort of stuff, you know, take photos or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's I should have this in my notes.
Alien derelict. Popped up first.
Derelict alien ship.
We're surveying star, I may get this number wrong, BPC 2382974.
Oh, not that one.
And there's some sort of gravity anomaly, which turned out to be, yes, we think an alien starship, because it's an alien starship.
Okay.
Which is kind of semi-organic.
Goes and looks at that.
Yeah, so, funny thing.
I don't remember signing up to being the away team on this ship.
Could I just check, do either of the characters who are coming in now have any anything like engineering skill?
I think I'm a
specialist in engineering, however.
Engineering, no, that's
just
for the...
have a go if necessary.
Engineering's for the people who don't read text.
One of us definitely has engineering, because it's one of the skills you get as a crew. Yeah.
I've got electronics, comms, physics at 3 or 2.
In any case, you were told by the ship's chief engineer...
can I give it anymore?
It's doing something a bit
odd.
Racist.
Basically, normal Stutterwarp use, you turn it on, you go somewhere, you go less than 7.7 light years, you get to a gravity well, you turn it off and it discharges, and then you can use it again. What this thing is doing is a sort of tick over where it is neither building up charge nor discharging. It's in the orbit of a planet. This is a thing that doesn't have a lot of practical uses. It's sometimes used as a test for, is this drive working? Or indeed, is this new engineer capable of doing this fairly fine balancing act?
Okay.
But there's no reason that you're aware of for it to be doing it here.
This alien crash.
Yeah.
Now, so we're aware of aliens in this setting, aren't we?
Yes.
It
is not one of the known alien species. There is a contact record of a similar but smaller craft, which is how you know that you do not step into the things that are this shape because they're waste disposals.
Right. I take it then that this is not in any way being sort of flown in a manner that would be, this is what you do when you're parking in orbit.
It is in a reasonably safe orbit.
But I mean with the engines, it's not, there's no reason for it to be doing what it's doing with its drive.
Yeah.
That we can think of.
Indeed.
It's also, we decided it can't have, it could, we decided it couldn't have been here that long because the solar radiation would be slowly destabilising its orbit if it were completely shut down, which turned out not to be. So maybe,
well, we've no idea how long its, you know, batteries, yeah, reactor, whatever, can run.
Yeah.
Right, can I just clarify?
Yeah.
So we're on the ship. How many people are on the ship that we're on? And where do we fit in this investigation?
Depending
structure
on which bit of the book, which book you read, it's 20, 24, or 26.
All right.
Mongoose, so we're love them.
Well, you know, a little bit careless by the airlock. It's all right, mate. I'll just throw it out.
And we are the squad that has been designed to investigate this thing. This is our responsibility.
Well,
okay,
there isn't really a security squad as such. There's just him.
So you've just gone for the guy who does communications and sensors and whatever your lot can do.
Yeah,
to be fair,
I'm there as a correspondent / science officer, I guess.
The fact that they possibly have a colonel in the Space Marines might have been... So it's me and then a few others. Oh, hello.
You met Matt Server?
Ah.
I always thought he was Matt Server. How embarrassing.
No, I think you're... confusing with matte painting.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely guy. Lovely guy.
Don't get much work now, unfortunately. Falling on hard times.
No, I mean, it's tough for all of us, really, isn't it?
I'm going to gloss over this.
I don't think we should just brush the guy off.
So, that is the bit that you have explored so far.
Yep. So we came in at one of those side hatches.
Any signs of...
We did spend about half an hour checking it was safe to go through the door.
Have we got, like, tricorders, or are we just...
You have a variety of sensors.
Excellent.
Sensors, I think you
mean. Take some of those.
I'm very sciencey. I can run those.
Yeah. I'm also going to load...
communications and sensor specialist, so...
Okay, well...
So I presume that's what I'm...
Well, maybe I can communicate to you that I'm very science based.
So obviously, as a space marine, I've got
jarheads.
I'm quite good with drones, so I've been sort of doing bits and pieces with the drones. So basically, I
think it's very harsh to call your fellow space marines
My fellow space marines are upstanding, very intelligent, really important people, which is why we send the bits of metal that we actually don't really, which we love dearly, but we can download their personalities into another one.
You don't need to anthropomorphise a drone.
Oh, you do.
Although they probably are anthropomorphic.
Yeah. Basically a big ducted fan with a whole lot of legs around the edge.
There you go, just like Richard Guys.
Yep.
Can I just clarify a point from the map? Because it doesn't seem to be following regular straight lines. So, well, it's more than one point then. Are those chairs at the front... If that is the front.
Sitting things.
That is your working model for what they are.
Right, so that they don't look like something that a humanoid would use. They're like acceleration couches or something. They're an unusual shape.
They look like a fairly wide pillar that rises about half a metre from the floor, and the tops are oddly contoured.
Okay, and the fact that nothing else seems to follow... are we getting a kind of insectoid vibe here from the whole layout?
Maybe.
Semi-organic. Ivy.
A lot of the tech some does seem to be a hybrid of organic and metallic.
Oh.
And speaking of organic, so we've wandered around a bit. The atmosphere is also slightly chlorinated.
Are we wearing vac suits?
No, yes.
We're wandering about a swimming baths.
Maybe. Yeah.
Did we have to?
Does that make
the airlock got one of those brown pools that you have to step in to wash your feet?
They don't seem to have that so much in pools.
There are.
I don't think I haven't been.
Some strange discolorations on the outer hull, which we found have corresponding things that look that remind us of scars on the inside.
Those discolorations looked like point defense laser fire or something of that nature.
Yeah.
Against it rather than from it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And then on the inside, there's this kind of something resembling scar tissue. And when we examined that with the sensors, there's this very dense layer inside these kind of rubbery material that makes up the inner hull.
It is indeed rubbery.
And beyond that, there is...
Thank you, Dr.
Maybe Scott. Big worms. Definitely worm-like. And
there's something wriggling around in there that we're a bit unsure of.
So it's
in
now going started. A little bit arc in space, is it?
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain, you know, munchy tendency. We get the vibe.
Lamprey mouth sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If a giant maggot covered in green-painted bubble wrap flops out, I'm going to be running.
Mm-hmm.
Through a field of green-painted inflated condoms.
Mason...
Not quite the sunlit uplands I was hoping for.
Important point for Mason.
Yes.
What I've ended up doing is leaving a daisy chain of...
condoms.
Daisies?
Drones. So that basically we still have communication with the outside.
The hull was blocking radio.
So basically, we've literally got on the outer door of the thing, we've literally got a drone on either side, and we can just about get stuff through via that. But we've pretty much every time you go through an airlock, we've left a drone there to act as a repeater.
Though, to be and fair, the two. On the left side, near the waist of the ship.
Right, okay.
Right, so it's just through doors or bulkheads. Block.
Yeah, you've been leaving the doors apart from that.
Yeah.
Are we all right with communication in different rooms and things, or is that blocked as well?
That seems
just
to be working.
Just the outer hull.
Is there any radio signal on the inside of the ship? Now we're in it.
Give me a relevant roll.
Since I will nod to Lieutenant Uhura over there, who can sort it out.
What, you mean Mason?
Mason, yes.
Radio electronic sensors or...
I think you should be twiddling this knob here, Mason.
So, rolled an 11, and I've got communication... I've got sensors of 1.
So that's a 12. There is a little bit of low-level radio noise. You would evaluate that as probably something coming off electronics rather than actual direct communication.
Right. Can I do a thermal scan of the walls?
Yeah. Where are you doing it?
Where are we up to on the map, really?
I think you just had a look at the bridge most recently.
Okay, well, just the nearest... Let's start with the nearest wall. And
so basically round the front hemisphere, more or less. Okay, let's have a roll for that.
Is there anything powered on the ship?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
There was a rotating hologram that activated when you came onto the bridge. It shows most of the ship in a very pale sort of mauvey colour, with bits of it flashing in amber and green.
And those bits seem to be where the where the scarring is.
Or at least in the hole under where the scarring is. Sorry, go on, John.
I'm going to say I'm not quite sure how this works for the thermal imaging, because that's my eye.
Some sort of sensor operation skill, basically to make sense of what you're seeing.
Aye.
Rolled a 3, so that's 4.
Are you using the right eye?
Why don't you try it? Why don't you try again? With...
I'm not actually making that up. It is left eye. You can't see it very easily, but
brilliant.
It's got x40 telescopic as well, but I just like to imagine that it's a bit Tex Avery cartoon and it sort of zooms out.
That reminds me of Red Dwarf when Crichton turns into a human and they're like, do you have a zoom function? Well, yeah, you just move your head closer to the object.
you're not getting much with that, but at least at the bulge that has already been scanned, you can confirm that there is indeed something about a metre long, about 5 centimetres wide, writhing gently and slowly. Okay.
Wriggling through the... What's this hull made of again?
Unknown.
Okay.
But possibly organic.
It's writhing in place. It's not making progress.
Is there anything organic about the inside of the ship?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we don't know if these writhing things is, something infesting the ship, or if it's actually a crew member or something put there as a repair unit. We really don't know.
Funny you should say that, because Felix and I, basically, that was the conversation that we were having last week.
Is it literally a feature or a bug?
Yeah.
Well, this is it.
Damn it, Nick.
Yeah, very, very, very
you got
good.
Me.
I'm doing all right today. My colleague today was running low on fennel tea. So I was like, oh no, it's the fennel countdown. I was very, very pleased with that.
By the way, that
how's the jet lag affecting you?
That's
it's making me
by
more
the way,
fucking swearing.
Yeah, speaking of sweary, that circle there is a sphincter.
That's not swearing, that's a lovely
takes
word.
Takes you down to the next deck.
Oh, do we have to? Oh,
we're not
are you
going
sure
near
it's
it
not an
moment.
Irish. It's definitely a sphincter.
So, see, having
I didn't realise you were in marketing. What you said.
So
it,
having
it,
now
it has radial and circumferential muscle. What else are you going to call it?
Having it be 5 minutes, I'll think of something other than sphincter.
Well, her mouth is one of those as well. It's just got.
So the reason we've only explored this bit is because we had trouble working out how the doors work. Now done that and explored this, as far as I can tell, explored all of this part of the ship.
There is another hatch back here.
That's what I mean. We explored the head.
This section.
Yeah. So we could return back to the hatch on the other end of this deck and have a nose around there.
All right, that's probably an idea.
Do we have like a first contact protocol we're supposed to follow or in?
There is a really thick book which was written by the highest experts of Earth that approximately nobody has read.
Well, which I had to read when I became a colonel. And
I see. It's not blank. It doesn't say if you could just fill this in during your first encounter.
No. It's written and it's about 150 years out of date.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Very popular in the military, though. Very soft paper.
Very absorbent.
How long have we got for this, by the way? I presume that, particularly with you talking about solar radiation can degrade its orbit, I presume we don't want to just be hanging around in this area.
Okay, I mean, it wouldn't be super healthy to be hanging around in general, but A, you've got about 24 hours on your suits and you've used maybe an hour or two at most so far.
All right.
And B... Entdecker, that's the ship you came from, is standing between this ship and the sun in order that, for example, your EVA pod operator doesn't take excessive solar radiation while they're standing outside. You would guess in here, I mean, radiation's being blocked anyway by the hull.
Mm. Okay. But I'm thinking also not just us, our actual ships.
Well, you have been told off to explore.
Okay.
Those ships can manoeuvre, so you know the gradual decay of an orbit isn't a concern.
I should get a look at the propulsion system if possible, guys. Why is everyone gone quiet?
We're just working out whether the next time you speak it'll be the same accent. Yes.
And from lots of different places.
We can tell.
I'm from Cornwall.
Okay,
let's head through. We haven't seen anything resembling
my lover,
like a computer tablet or a storage drive, or
no,
not
there,
even on the
there
bridge.
Were some
readable
things,
stuff.
There were some There's things nothing. On the bridge that might be terminals, but you had a bit of a look at them and reckoned you probably need more hands and possibly other things too.
Yeah. They feel a bit tentacly.
Okay,
right.
We couldn't get them to work then. All right. Okay, well, I think we should head down. Shall we go through the Sphinx?
Well, why don't we just go to the back? Because we've not explored back there, have we?
Heading that way.
Okay. Was there an obvious where thrust is coming from in this thing?
Yes.
The other end?
Yes.
Okay, all right, yeah, let's do that. Okay. I'm recording my observations on a dictaphone. I say that with some caution.
Really?
Yeah, they had to reinvent the technology. Everybody mm-hmm. has just used, yeah.
Do you use your dictaphone? Anyway,
Okay, so you've got another chamber here. Looks quite similar to the airlock chamber. Doesn't seem to be anything specifically set up either. There.
Yeah. I take it we can't see through these doors before we go through them, is that right?
Correct.
Damn. Nothing that appears to be a view screen anywhere or anything like that?
No, though the lights that are in here, which are a fairly dim yellow light, obviously you're supplementing that with your own suit lights and things, but they don't seem to be a unit mounted to a bulkhead or anything like that. They are a patch of the whole floor wall ceiling material is glowing yellow.
I'm going to science because I'm a scientist.
There is another thing that may be relevant before you start experimenting with stuff.
It's 12 feet tall and has long teeth.
One of you got up close to one of the bulges in the hull, the one with the known worm in it, the one you've actually scanned. And as you got closer, not only did the lights dim round you, there was a repeated
audible
low chime.
A chime.
A
chime.
Which speeded up as we got closer to the
Right. Did you actually touch the thing?
They aren't blue lights. If it was chiming speech and blue lights, I'd be thinking that we're on Tecamel.
Well, I am. Have I got some kind of spectroscopic? What I want to do is analyse the light in here spectroscopically and see if I can work out what that might imply to the kind of beings that live here. You know, what kind of light are they used to? Are they from a, I don't know, trinary star system, or are they from can I get some indication of what kind of beings we're dealing with based on the light they use within their vessel?
Yep, that's the thing. You do give me a sciencey sort of role.
When you're making an assumption that the ship doesn't alter the
I am.
The people.
So I'm going to go for
encounters.
Science and knowledge would be ideal, but
physics.
I would have thought physics, because physics is kind of what you'd use.
It's more
in
spectroscopy
life.
or biology.
You can get some
to be honest.
About that.
I've got two in physics, chemistry, and biology.
Well,
so
let's see what you get.
And what's that? That's physicians presumably social. It's going to be intellect, isn't
Edu.
It? Edgy, oh, you beauty. That's plus four to this roll, which gives me a 12.
Okay.
A dirty 12, as the kids say.
I know a group that started referring to natural 20 is a natural 20. 20 you get by adding stuff to it is a gentleman's 20.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I'm going to use that, Mark. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. No, no, that's fine. I prefer you to use Gentleman's 20 rather than a Dirty 20.
Dirty 20 is how it is.
And he always has that little emphasis every bloody time. Not to be fair that he rolls it that often. Most of the time it's ones and twos. But
I forgot to check, actually. When you're doing the skill rolls, the DMs for stats... Do they add in?
They yes. do, yeah, if you're using that stat.
It's not going to make a difference to the four I rolled. I mean, don't worry.
It won't necessarily be the same stat every time. But,
no.
Yeah. No. Usually there will be a stat as well as the skill.
Now, right, listen, okay. fellas, I have a theory. I'll say looking at my pocket spectrometer.
Yeah, it's definitely G-type.
Okay.
Which is just for reference.
They come
not,
from a...
Not the sort of star you're orbiting.
No, so but
it's the sort of star we're from.
Yes,
yeah. So they're a long way from home.
The intensity might suggest that they're from somewhere a fair way out. On the other hand, the temperature is rising above 20 centigrade at this point, so possibly not.
Okay. Okay. Well, they're definitely a spacefaring species. You're welcome.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Analysis there.
I'll pop into my dictaphone this information.
Well, let's have a look on that the other side of the sort of corridor that we're in, the room there.
Sure.
Okay, there is a hatch to that, but the procedure of crowbarring that you've been using so far doesn't help to get it open. It may be secured in some way.
This one's a bit different. So when we the way we got into the other ones, we found there's a patch that looks different under infrared when we were scanning the walls, because it's all featureless stuff. Could one of you throw a bit of infrared on there and see what you see?
I don't actually know how my thermal imager works in my eye.
Well, it's more of a receiver than a giver, presumably. Mm.
Oh, we have infrared patches. We have.
I could just rub it real hard.
We have light sources that can also go down to infrared and up to ultraviolet.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Let's try that then.
Okay. There is a opening patch as you've seen on other doors, but it's
not responding.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, the ones on other doors haven't been responding either.
We've just been
having to crowbar the things open.
And do they stay open when we do that?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Maybe it needs a particular kind of spectral signature.
Or we can try cutting it open.
I mean, now you're here, Dr. Radish, perhaps you could actually investigate the doors more closely.
Sure!
What we need is that lockpick kit from the thing where it appears to be a load of pickaxes, shovels and crowbars.
I will see if there's any indication as to what kind of light might trigger this, or I don't know how I need to have. I can't just say I'll science the door. I have to think of something.
Well, no, but if somebody wants to try to mechanic the door, that would be a possibility.
Oh,
well, I've got zero mechanic.
Same. Yeah.
Or at a slightly higher difficulty level, you could strength the door.
Let's try and mechanic it.
I'm a big lad. I could strength the door. Here, let me just hang on. Let me. Oh, I think I've got a purchase. I'm just gonna.
It's no time to be shopping.
Five.
Well, good
shall
news.
We, you mechanic it.
You didn't squeeze hard enough to break your vac suit.
Medic.
Let me have a look at this. I will listen carefully using my cyber ears.
Mm-hmm.
See if there's any. You know, any noises that might indicate there's some kind of apparatus.
Quite a faint machinery hum, I mean, given this rubbery coating.
Yeah. Nothing obvious. Okay. Just try and see if I can work out what's going on mechanically then. Do you want me to put a stat on this?
Mechanic and dex. And you're looking for a 12.
No. No, can't. 7. You know, there's no. Beyond me,
I would to get that. I would need to roll a 15 on 2d6.
Well, I could have a go, but with only a mechanic 0, I mean, I'm not likely to be bringing much to the game.
It's better than a negative.
I've rolled a 9 and I've got a plus 2 with dex.
Oh.
Slightly annoyed about that.
You're very
it's
there.
Going. No, it's not. No.
Can I try and just help him with a bit of brute force?
Yeah, I'll give you a stretch.
That usually helps somebody who's delicately trying to fix something, yes.
Just wait until he's got his right up pressed against it and then kick it really hard.
Well, that's, did that sorry, help? That's 10 in 10 for a strength check.
Okay. Yeah, just, having the guidance to just the right place is probably what makes the difference there.
Hey! Well done, guys!
Okay, in here there are two squat ovoid objects, about 2 meters wide, meter and a half high, one at each end of the room.
Are they armed, squat, ovoid objects?
I'm not going to lean over them.
They don't look potentially mobile.
They potentially, okay.
They are supported by trunks of bundled fibres and tubes and cased in a mixture of metal parts and a hard bony casing.
Fascinating.
Sounds a bit like a kind of pod thing, doesn't it?
You can see fluids circulating. There are power feeds.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're perhaps... I suppose we should scan them while we're here.
Sure.
Maybe from a distance, given the behaviour of that.
So, for a regular scan, then, would you be adding intellect bonus, or...?
Electronic sensors plus int, yeah, makes sense.
Okay, so that is 11.
Okay, there is... they are slightly warmer than the ship background. They're consuming a lot of power and producing a lot of heat. By a lot, I mean, I'm talking a few hundred watts.
Is that about what one of our life supports would do?
Probably rather more.
I'm wondering more if
there is
kind
a lot
of
electrical activity.
Like a gestation unit.
There is a lot of electrical activity.
Is it like biological style electrical activity?
Give me a biology roll.
Synaptic, that kind of.
We're not able to see anything through the.
I'm looking for like brainwave patterns or that kind of. Or what stat have I got on this?
We'll give it int.
Bastard. Sorry, Roger. in that case, 8.
Okay. Neurological is close, but it's more regimented than that usually is.
Okay. So it's maybe some organic technology rather than a living being. I would speculate.
Well, how about the? This kind of feels. Would you say that this would feel a little bit like ants? So that, you know, these might be drone producers or something like that. So something where it's a collective consciousness or the consciousness is somewhere else.
I don't know. Maybe.
Is there any signal? No, since we've been in, have the signals changed?
What, the radio noise?
Yes.
No.
I wonder if it's more like a kind of a storage device, like a neurological hard disk, for instance.
Either Curly and Mo can both go and meander over to each one of those and climb up and see if they can actually see if there's any viewports
or anything.
Drilling.
Okay, you get that chiming noise you got before, but the lights don't dim round these.
Okay, we don't. In which case, as they start to, I'll stop them. Stop the driving.
Have we?
You've got a more close-up look, at least.
Anything more exciting as we look at it more closely? I mean, none of us have gone through this. We're all looking at it from the door.
Sure.
That
is clearly a power feed. That is clearly coolant of some sort. That is maybe nutrition.
Yeah.
That seems to be some sort of high-density fiber optic.
Yeah. If necessary, I actually have my hand on the back of Dr. Radish's back suit. And as he starts walking forward, his legs are moving, but nothing else is happening.
I'm yes, not tall. I'm quite so a bulky man, but I'm not.
Just a reference, by the way, this is all in zero G. You have boot magnets and things. I'm not requiring rules for it. But
okay. Yeah.
Right. The boot magnets are working then. That's interesting.
Mm.
Magnets, sticky pads. This is a society that spends a lot of time in space. So that is pretty much a solved problem.
Have we considered the possibility that the crew is planet side and might be coming back?
Well, there isn't a planet.
You wouldn't have thought they'd leave.
I thought they were in orbit.
There is.
No, they're in orbit around the star.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. I may have expressed that poorly. It is in the sea.
Because I didn't think they were anywhere near the planet itself.
No, they were a bit around the planet rather than the
star. Oh, okay, right, okay. So
that's the inner planet of the star.
That's a valid point then. So have we done a scan of the...
It's just they might be coming back, you see.
Well,
hello!
You haven't... You have a... Scout ship that spotted it first left an observation drone, and it hasn't seen any activity. You can tell that to take a look at the planet. You're fairly far in, so it's quite a warm surface, so you might be missing infrared, but there's certainly nothing like neutrino flux from a fusion power plant or gravitational anomalies or any of the things you would expect to see to radio signals from the planet. So basically... Right. None of the things you would think you would probably see if there were thinking beings down there.
And presumably we've not seen anything that looks like, this may have a shuttle attached or something like that.
Well,
it doesn't look big enough to have one inside.
Let me just zoom out. There is a larger hatch down here on one of the lower protrusions. It might just about fit your EVA bug that you came over on. It wouldn't be a big shuttle, but, yeah.
Well, no, because it's got to be big enough in my head here to, what I'm thinking, we're more than a one-person crew. So, probably not, then. We'll take it as probably not.
Yeah, for coming over here, basically the EVA bug's got a girder in its manipulators, and you guys just hung on to the girder.
Oh,
that way, no messing about with docking and stuff like that.
All right, let's head to the back then, and I think we should, if we don't find anything here, obviously we should consider heading down pretty quickly.
Okay, this one is relatively easy to open. And, right, the large mass in the centre, those of you who have any engineering at all are thinking power plant.
Oh,
it has fuel feeds. I mean, yes, yeah, some of these are clearly arteries rather than pipes, but it looks quite complex. It looks as if the thing itself is more organic, while the control systems are maybe more technological.
Mm-hmm. Is that another sphincter?
Exactly what I was about.
That
to
is
ask.
Another sphincter in the floor.
Iris door.
See,
wouldn't it be freaky if you went down that and came up in the bridge?
Don't give the GM ideas.
You're not getting any elevated radiation levels. Someone want to give me engineer power plants if you've got it?
No. I mean, I can try my jack of all trades.
Okay, so what is your JOT?
It's one, I think.
Okay, so that means your default on anything is -2 rather than -3.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just rolled 3. Let's not even bother adding anything in there.
Shall I have a look? Because I've also got Jack of All Trades and I've got lots of int. So...
Yeah, okay.
So an int -3 plus your JOT.
Yeah, so that'll be plus 1, which is 8.
Okay, it's clearly not a tech base you're familiar with, but just looking at the ratios of feed pipes and things like that, you're guess would be some sort of very high efficiency fuel cell. Which is
that's
not
the
unheard
central
of.
Thing, is it?
Yes. It's not well, yeah, the other stuff is part of it, really.
Right, okay.
You've got arched connections, but you can get between them at floor level. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's not unusual on smaller spacecraft, in your experience.
Looks like, I think it's a fuel cell.
Mm.
I mean, hell of a weird one, but...
Now, at no point have we seen anything that would suggest storage units, you know, cubby holes, that kind of thing.
There were some things that might have been in your evaluation up front was that the things near the bridge were probably crew quarters,
right?
Slash recreation areas slash not really clear.
I'm just thinking there should be. You'd expect tools of some sort in an engineering section, wouldn't you?
Or somewhere, because if there's an issue, you know, that if they're not,
unless of course they do have a completely different repair and manipulation technologies was.
Maybe they self repair.
How about I mean, sphincter?
I did.
Did anybody probe the sphincter earlier?
No, we haven't. Well, we don't, but we know people who did. Because
but that was a long time ago. We were young, had a few drinks.
Ah, oh dear, yes, it's the pig all over. Right.
Basically, the previous contact with one of these, it didn't end particularly well because, well, the ship was uninhabited. They lost a crew member to the biological disposal unit. They brought it inside a space dock, and apparently when it was taken out of the sunlight, it stopped, the organic systems progressively failed.
Right. So who
and this contact volunteering... This contact was largely classified, but the Astronomical Records Institute, which is the organisation operating this particular mission, was called in for consultation, and so the paperwork on it was in their database, and therefore it is in your ship's database, which has basically everything they could find.
So who's volunteering to be lubed up and head down to the lower deck?
I'll take a look.
You just had to put it the right way, didn't you, John?
Yeah. Did you not guess that Dr. Radish would be very keen? Right, Dr.
Please, call me Horace.
Radishing the sphincter.
Yeah. Oh, no, that is a... That,
Come on, it's got to be, hasn't
that's
it?
That's got to be the title. Radish the
sphincter.
Right.
No promises. Sorry, I am just trying to book a tennis ticket, as I've been told.
Do we even know how to open this thing?
You've got the notes from the previous mission.
We haven't. I mean, presumably, it's basically insert an electrical current at this point here, and it goes woohoo.
Well, maybe, but perhaps you have to wet your finger and rub it around the top like a wine glass, and it hits a certain frequency, and that opens it. I mean, we can't just take it for granted.
Basically, stimulate the radial muscles.
Okay.
Do
you have to put it quite like that?
Which is essentially naked lunch now, hasn't it?
Attach power to the relevant spot, or possibly exist ends.
All right. Gosh, no, pull up the record.
I'm just thinking about typewriter.
Okay, so before Horace descends into the bowel, we will. Can we open it up wide enough to send a drone down?
Well, can we open it up at all?
Yes.
Let's give it a shot.
Well. Give it a tickle.
Does that appear to be more of the power unit?
No. This is a very tall room, 8 meter ceiling. So you're basically coming down a ladder from that hatch or sphincter.
Despite it being zero G, that's interesting.
Well, no, it's zero G for us, but obviously, if they were say, spinning or something, then might.
And you can consider it a grab rail more than a ladder, but yeah, you could use it against gravity if you had to.
Is it okay? So, looking at the grab rail, will it work for us? And is it comfortable for us?
Not very. The two rails are a bit too close together, but yeah, in zero G, not a problem. You need one at most.
At this point in the timeline, have we encountered hivers?
No, because that's in a different universe.
Oh, well, in that case.
This is not the Traveller timeline.
No.
Okay, the history of the game is Mark Miller felt that any space game ought to be called Traveller. So when he was publishing a second space game, he called it Traveller 2300. There was There was never any intention of connecting the two universes.
Right, Martin had the first edition of this one, and I never owned it, so I only know what I know through him.
But that's why they titled the second edition 2300 AD, to try to get away from the whole Traveller thing, because it was just confusing people.
Well, absolutely. So it uses the Traveller system, I notice.
This does, because it's Mongoose Traveller, but the original didn't.
No.
Anyway.
Good. Well, that eliminates one possibility.
So, you've got three things that do seem to be separate things. Tell me what engineering specialties people have, if any.
None.
I've got mechanic zero.
None, I'm afraid, guys. I've realised where my character inspirations come from.
Yeah, yes, okay. Oh, God, it's Eddie. Yes, we are wandering around with the person who ended up being Eddie.
Please call me Horace if it will help you relax.
I am contemplating running this for another group, and I know the player who will play an engineer if he gets the chance. So, anyway.
May be forced to give Dr. Radish a reprogramming kit.
Tell me about mechanic specializations in that case.
I've just got... Well, there aren't any specializations for mechanic, are there? Just mechanic.
No, it's just mechanic.
Oh, fair enough. I really ought to have an actual skill list in front of me while I'm getting the hang of the system.
Just pull up a character sheet.
Yeah, I'm running out of windows. So you've got three things here. They are three separate things. The large one... best guess would be some sort of bipropellant rocket.
Right.
It's consistent.
Does there appear to be an orifice? Does that appear to be going all the way through to the hull then?
Well, you did spot a hole at the back of the ship.
Yeah.
When looking externally, it would more or less match this location.
Okay.
The thing at the top, you point a sensor at that. Yeah, that's the stutter warp drive.
Okay. Aha! Right, I finished booking the thing. You have my full attention.
And it's the same sort of technology, same sort of build as the rest of the stuff here. So they've not kind of built in our style of stutter warp drive to here. They've got their own version of the technology.
That would be you're not an expert, but yes, that's what it looks like to you.
So it's a biological kind of based stutter warp.
Partly biological. Again, the machinery to do the actual job tends towards the biological. The machinery to do the controls and feeds and monitoring and so on tends towards the electronic.
Fascinating, an almost completely hybridized electronic organic civilization.
Well, we only know based on the ship. It's hard to
the spaceship of a civilization tends to represent the pinnacle of technological development.
Does it?
Sure.
Have you tried the drinks machine a lot? I can't help.
I like it.
Why aren't there any crew here? Does anyone else feel that there must be a major threat in the area that we're missing?
Well, this
we're not seeing any remnants of crew. we've got is something in the walls that, and these two big egg things that could potentially be some sort of gestation units, could potentially be, you know, a crew member in the wall doing something, or it might be some kind of organic repair unit. We don't know yet.
There's nothing indicating.
Think of which there are more bulgers in here.
The worm things would not have been, you know, the chairs are clearly not designed for them. Is that fair?
Well, it depends. It might be the equivalent of a Victorian chimney sweep. They might send their kids to do all the repair work.
Sure, these may be larval stages. That's a good point, Mace.
Have a quick look, but see if any of them are wriggly.
The pillars that you saw do not look as if they would be any more comfortable for a worm than they would be for you, probably less.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, we may be dealing with some kind of larval species. It's kind of stuttering around the star. Could that be like an autopilot waiting for input, possibly?
Possibly, but this isn't a matter of you can just set the controls and leave it going. There is a continuous balancing process going on to maintain the slight level of charge that doesn't completely discharge and doesn't start building up more charge.
So there's a, if not intelligence, at least some level of active programming.
It would be quite a sophisticated autopilot that did that.
Okay.
Work with me. Okay. If they've got some sort of brain-based control unit specialised for this kind of thing that's running the drives and keeping it in orbit, and they've either had a doomed expedition to the planet and not come back, or left it here as a kind of fumigation until these worm things die off?
Or they may have been involved in a battle.
I mean, it looks like they've had
Well, this ship has definitely been involved in some form of ship combat.
Yeah. So what if it was slavers, for example? They would take the crew, presumably.
Wouldn't they then steal the ship?
Not if they can't use it.
Sure.
However, if it was something like that, if it was pirates, slavers, whatever, I would expect at least one open airlock or hangar bay or whatever, and to explain kind of why there's nothing else. You wouldn't expect them to nicely close the door on the way out and brush up the mess, would you?
Unless they... the point defence damage, was that, would this be like crippling, or was it fairly minor, or have we just no idea?
Well, you know, the hull is compromised.
Okay, so pretty severe.
But there's nothing on the outside that could be crew members doing repairs. We know
There's been nothing moving.
No.
And there wasn't anything
It does look as if the hull has repaired itself to some extent, but not completely. Yeah.
Okay. Was there anything, any debris or anything floating around the other ship?
No.
Okay.
We all of that. What's this? What's the thing on the south wall then?
Your best guess on that is life support.
Or hang on, just one second. What if they've got an area we've not got into yet that they basically put themselves into a stasis unit, something like that, wait for the ship to repair?
So this is all possible, so shall we continue exploring?
That's the question, actually. Yeah. Shall we continue exploring?
Yeah. I think we should. We should try and learn as much as we can.
I definitely want to go to the one on the bottom right, purely and simply, because I think that's the airlock.
That's got two...
I think that's the second airlock.
Right. Okay.
Actually, before
I'm going to draw a pistol when we go through the next doors, because I think we are possibly going to be reaching something. It's a bit empty so far. It just doesn't seem like it's going to all be empty, so I'll take precautions.
Previous ship was completely empty.
Before we do that, the one of you gents, do you reckon you'll be able to get any readings from this possible life support? It might give us some more idea to go with the Radish's ideas about what sort of...
Horace. Homeworld. Horace is vanished again.
Oh, he's tinkering with something in the background again.
The air's up to about 25 centigrade now. That's not a problem in your suits.
Yeah.
But why is it getting hotter?
Because it got warm. It was basically at zero when we came in. It's slowly been warming up. That's a good point.
We've entered some sort of cooking device for the aliens.
No,
they,
I am
waiting for people to go in, and then it warms up like a sous vide or something.
No,
cooks
I'm thinking,
and then they come and.
No,
eat.
But I am waiting for those eggs to pop.
I don't think they will. I think it's a.
Do we
a
know
brain
what
to, control unit
for the two eggs? Possible. Do we know what temperature they were running at?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you had some idea of the power that they were getting through.
So do we know roughly...
so they were slightly warmer than background temperature. But
they were warmer than background, but we don't know...
A few degrees.
Okay, fine. I definitely want to have left a drone by them. Just by the door. Definitely want to have left a drone in the front part. And there's a drone in the engineering above and down here as well, if we can.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also leave a welcome in the hillside. And
Mr. Radish.
Sure.
Oh, you're answering to Mr. Radish now.
Mr. Radish.
Well, Horace, Mr. Radish.
Yeah.
The science guy?
I thought since you were interested... since you're interested in, you know, what sort of background these creatures might have, maybe getting some readings like life support might be useful.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Might even have settings that give away, you know, the precise specs of their homeworld.
Yeah, let's do a gas analysis as well as the spectral. What kind of gas is it emitting? We know we've got chlorine and shit.
A bit of oxygen, a bit of nitrogen, a bit of carbon monoxide.
Okay. And we know the temperature.
Yes. You can see the output you can see the output temperature of this, which is about 30 centigrade.
Ah. Oh, okay. So this ship's in like low power mode, maybe?
Okay.
Well, the air has been gradually warming up since you came on board.
We've got 5 degrees, guys, to carry on exploring before I think somebody is going to pop out and say hello.
Maybe.
Oh, I see what you mean. There's some kind of hibernation system.
Mm. Yeah, it registers our presence and then...
thinks we're the rescue team?
Were there any emissions...
No, perhaps, you know, alerts the security guards who are currently in deep sleep.
Mm. Were there any emissions on the... Nothing that could have been interpreted as an SOS or...
No.
No, it wasn't sending any radio at all.
It's not been broadcasting anything. There's been no... changing the patterns on the hull.
I mean, maybe they use a system we don't understand. It's got to be some, unless there's a whole form of energy we don't understand, it'd have to emit something, wouldn't it?
Well, there are N-rays, of course.
But, well, yes, I mean, France is one of the major powers in this setting, so possibly that's why.
Whole ship powered by garlic, you say. Sorry.
Look up the history of N-rays sometime if you don't know it. It's actually quite sad, but...
It is a bit, yes. Yeah. I mean, it's almost up there with canals on Mars.
Oh, is it like ether, but sad?
No.
Okay.
A case of genuine self-deception.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully we have none of that nowadays.
No, not at all.
In any case.
This ship, the floor plan, the layout as we know it, doesn't match the one that was previously encountered, I take it?
I mean, it's broadly similar, but that one was about a quarter of the length.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Right. I'm just thinking that we can't take it for granted that it's going to be exactly the same as the other one. So
no, I mean, it certainly isn't exactly the same.
These weren't the... And were there any creatures on board that thing?
No.
What about the worm things? Do we remember that?
No, nobody's reported those either.
Nothing. Okay. And that was it cold and inoperative otherwise?
No, it similarly warmed up
and
stopped about 30 centigrade. But that's about when the accident was, so they stopped taking notes quite as well.
The what, sorry?
The incident with the biological disposal chamber.
Yeah. Okay, all right. The guy who thought it was a bed and it wasn't.
Oh, thought it was a bed?
Or a cupboard or something.
Maybe I've got a bit less keen on this sphincter idea.
Right, can we open up this door then, Roger, to the one that you've basically got it sort of...
Okay. Who is opening it, by the way?
I'll stand to one side. Well,
I'll open it while the captain and Mason level weapons, I think.
Okay, could I have, please, a dex or int roll from everyone.
Okay. Let's go for...
14!
7.
Is it? It's the one above the word, isn't it? Sorry, not to be... Yes, it is. Yeah, okay.
Just a bollocks from me, basically.
9.
Double 1.
Okay,
that's
your initiative
value. I've got the helmet on backwards.
Now, those are your initiative values. The first thing that happens is something leaps out at Felix.
Shit!
And yeah, it is trying to bite your suit.
Eiffel.
Do you happen to know the armor value of your suit, or shall I look it up?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay.
Should have written that down. Foolish.
It's really annoying. There are documents I could just give you, which are, you know, all the technical details of the stuff you're taking, but they also have.
The solution to the entire adventure.
At least some details that you should be discovering at some point. Okay, right. So this will be
pressure and environmental suits.
No, there is specific stuff for this.
Cool.
So it's probably the rider pressure suit, which has an armor value of +7.
John Hurt felt safe in his spacesuit.
Yeah. To be fair, I'm not wearing one of those.
Don't stick your face into an alien egg.
So this thing's like the other one. It's about a metre long and about 5 centimetres wide. It is trying to chew its way through your helmet. It's not apparently succeeding so far. What do you want to do about it?
I would like to grasp it and try to fling it away from me.
Okay. Oh boy, grappling rules, my favourite.
Maybe I would like to strike a swift blow to knock it away from me.
No, it's too late now.
I throw a grenade and I'll get a submachine gun.
I've been blown up by you like once recently.
So just a reference, on your turn, you can do one significant and one minor action. Minor actions tend to be things like moving, or up to 3 minor actions.
Okay.
But actually making an attack would be a significant action.
Yeah.
So, what we want is melee unarmed.
Okay, melee unarmed.
With either strength or dex.
Let's go with dex, because I don't have a negative in it. 7.
Okay, it is a rubbish worm. Gets a total of 5. So you can throw it. Yeah, you can just automatically throw it.
Yeah, just get it away from me.
Past that. Okay. Give me a D6.
Step back, I think. Yep. D6. 5.
Okay, you throw it, basically probably away from you into this airlock chamber. So it's gonna bash against the other door and take some damage from that. Let's see. Okay. It certainly looks damaged as a result of that. Nick.
I guess I'm next to Felix. The other two were standing back with guns. I guess I'd be... Where would I have been? behind
It's shown as two separate hatches, but I think it's basically one large hatch.
Okay.
Well, the other two were standing back with the gun. I would have probably just been standing back out of the way.
Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted you next to it, because the whole point was I open it while they cover me.
So. I'm assuming the other two... Well, they're not going to open up, are they?
Oh, I am.
Okay.
I'm going to step up to be
just
fair.
Just like back in New Saigon.
No, I'm going to step forward to make sure that none of us are in line of fire. And I can tell you this now. I am aiming my combat shotgun and shooting.
I feel that various military movements nearby, I'm afraid I'm just going to hold my action if that's a thing and see if I'm needed by the end of the round.
I don't think we have postponed actions in this, but I can't remember.
I'll skip my action. Basically, I'm just going to wait and see what's happening.
I'm happy for you to go for that anyway.
Okay.
It's a nice, easy thing to add to most systems, isn't it? So
yeah.
So in the meantime, you can just fall onto the carpet, put your hands over your head, and say, "Struck by lightning."
I have been known to do this. Only with people whom I think will get the point, but right. So, Mark Rowe, up to you.
Not just in the middle of it.
So Jethro is going to react in the standard way that when something comes through that looks a little bit like a facehugger. Does it look like one of the worms?
Yes, it is definitely one of the worms.
Okay, right.
It's the first one you've seen with actual visible light rather than sensors, but it's definitely the same shape.
Okay. I'm not going to be spending much time doing a analysis of it, to be honest, because it seems to be hostile. Therefore, I will try and, I will step to the airlock, point my shotgun and pull the trigger.
Okay, I mean, you don't need to use a full minor action on movement because you were nearby anyway. You're just taking a step forward. So if you want to, you can use that one for aiming.
Yes, I will do.
So you're looking for a two dice, plus your gun combat, plus your dex, plus one.
Okay, so...
Oh, plus another one because it's very short range.
Okay, so that's 10, 12.
Okay, that will definitely be a hit. Let's have some dice.
40. So it's 46, presumably?
Jinkies. Yes. It's all is D6 unless it says all
4.
I think it's D6 for everything.
9, 10, 12.
Splut. Oh.
That's what we like to hear.
The pieces twitch a bit and then stop.
Okay. Horace, can I suggest that you collect a sample?
Are you okay, Felix?
Hang on, I think I've got an action next.
Yes.
If he's waiting till the end, I'd just like to, do the old move the gun and the torch around the place and check. There's nothing else.
Very nice.
About to fly out the wall.
20 more hanging from the ceiling.
Okay.
Well, exactly.
It's in the room, man.
They are not. You can see on one of the walls a space that looks a bit like one of these bulges that you've seen elsewhere in the ship, except the worm appears to have chewed through one end of it.
Oh,
right. Interesting.
Have I gone dark, or have I just disappeared to myself?
I'm getting no video from you.
No, we're not getting anything.
I have a frozen Nick.
I'm not getting...
Let it go, Shim.
Let it go.
No, it was a frozen joke. I'm gonna pop out and come back.
Oh, I have managed not to see that.
It's very good, actually. Yeah. Anything you can watch 386,000 times and still...
Yeah, nostalgic for things you watch with the kids.
Yeah.
We're all bonding, you say.
Yeah. To be fair... the one, my two, as you can imagine, was
just incredibly.
and he's backing him, was Incredibles 1 and 2. Incredibles 1 especially, we watched that to death.
Oh, really?
And then some. But I still enjoy like it? Watching it.
Okay.
Still love it. It's still one of my favourite.
It's very good.
It's still one of my favourite superhero
films.
It's
one of the best superhero films. Or yes. Maybe. Deadpool and Wolverine over there. That's all right. It's not as good as everyone feels.
No, I enjoyed it. It was a laugh.
I don't really like the character of Deadpool all that much. It's a bit of a flaw.
Yeah,
he's quite irritating. But
that's the whole point.
I know, but
anyway. But isn't it fascinating that his first appearance they put him in a film and didn't give him a mouth?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is kind of missing the whole point without the character.
Anyway,
I've spoken to
Doc. Well, could I have an int roll while you're collecting samples?
Oh, it's not really my strong point.
What?
No, he's educated.
There's a reason I'm a science journalist.
Oh, God.
I'm very good at communicating to people what I don't understand. 4.
Okay. You take some samples.
Roger, I don't like the way you said okay there. Can you clarify?
No, it's fine. Fine. Okay. You take some samples.
Okay.
You're still in your vac suit?
I'm still in my vac suit. Okay, all right, yeah. Clip them onto my space Velcro.
Any sign of... Okay, so looking at the thing, is there any damage being done to the hull or the floor or anything?
Give me an int roll.
I wonder why this one was hostile.
Does it conceal?
Okay, 7.
Okay, no, it's not. It's not eating through the deck or anything. But round the head end, there are a bunch of really tiny worms, like sort of pencil-sized or smaller, gradually wriggling around and then stopping.
Like they would be tentacles, or like they would be other worms,
mini worms. They are distinct entities.
I will point this out to my esteemed colleague.
They look very much like the big worm, only much smaller.
This, I would suggest, might point more towards an infestation.
It does sort of look that way, doesn't it?
Well, I did what... So one of the things I was wondering last week was this potentially... what the ship was being attacked with?
Bioweapon or some kind.
Even
a natural enemy. I mean, it could be that these biological ships encounter a space-borne predator.
But the damage on
life
the outside
finds a way.
Yeah, but the damage. Your on the favorite outside quote, was, Roger. Yeah, but the damage on the outside was energy based.
Yeah, but we don't know the two are connected
for certain.
Yeah.
Well, no, except that the worms are where the damage was on the outside.
The worm in
the hull was where there was a damage.
Why would there be more worms? Why would there be more? We've just killed the red shirt. Why would there be more worms in the power plant? Is it just warmer in there?
No, it wasn't. It was in the airlock.
You've seen bulges in most of the spaces you've been in.
Okay. Okay.
Do we think it's worth sending the drone? Can they open the airlock?
No.
The drone.
It's a spinning wheel that is fine for one of us, but the drones aren't strong enough to do.
So we're going to have to be in the airlock, open the door. I'm just wondering what's on the other side of that.
I think it's not the sort of airlock. The
space you're in now doesn't appear to be... They are pressure-tight hatches, but it doesn't look as if it's got an external
actual
airlocks that you came in through were a different setup with hand wheels, whereas these look just like internal doors.
Right. It's just that if that's... if what we're going into is potentially some sort of hangar or something, which is a possibility from what we know of the externals of this, it would make sense to me that something at this end can act as an airlock. You want a failsafe if the external airlock is well, compromised.
Okay, so I can tell you now it's not going to work with the fact that we've now crowbarred it.
Okay. Can we...
Yes.
So we've got any way of
Okay, so it... Okay. Let we're in vac suits. What's the worst that can happen? Just open the door.
What's the worst? Oh, sweet summer child.
I'm going to introduce you to a small short training video called Space, It Wants to Kill You.
presumably this place is... I mean, there's an atmosphere, so I guess by definition it's sort of pressurised. So it is possible we could get sucked out of the other end if we open this door. Technically.
Sucked out of the other end is, of course, an alternative episode.
Okay, I assume this door does not have a convenient porthole.
Correct. None of them have a bloody container.
I know, but it's worth asking before we do anything stupid.
So they're not airlocks, but they are. They're presumably airtight. Is that right?
No. Well, they were before we put a crowbar in.
Yeah, but this one here, I guess if there's vacuum on the other side, we'll only find out about it when we open the door and get sucked through the airlock at the end.
Well,
that's what I'm worried about.
Start to open it. If the atmosphere begins to rush out, we can perhaps, if we can't shut it properly, we can at least leave.
Nick, give me a physics roll.
Well, let me pick you up on that there, Mason. Nice doubles engine. Add and roll over, didn't he?
Nope.
Okay. with what
you
stats?
You think I'd have stuck with that double one if that was the case.
Edu.
Edu, you beauty. That'll be 10, then.
Okay. If the other side is in vacuum, these are relatively thin doors, you would expect
it would be bowing in or something.
Well, yeah, but also there might well be a temperature differential of some sort, and you don't seem to be seeing that.
Okay, I think it's safe. I don't think there's a vacuum on that side. And let me explain why.
Same procedure for this door.
Okay.
although if he keeps talking, I point the gun at his head rather than at whatever's on the other side.
I mean, aiming does not require an extra action, so... Right, what do you have here?
Oh, so, a couple of jacuzzis.
Doors at the far end, which are...
Which this vet suit feels harder all the
time. Two small ticks, crabs. I mean, carcinization applies to spaceships as well as to everything else.
Mm-hmm.
They look much the way any of you would look if you had been left in vacuum for a bit. One of them has several finger-sized holes bored into the organic parts.
How big are they?
Potentially match the worms? Would it look like that kind of?
The small ones. Yeah, sort of
when
one
you say small, how big are we talking?
Yeah,
not the worms, the ticks and things.
As you see, these are 1.5 meter squares.
Oh, they are the crab ticks.
Yeah.
So that's 6 meters.
Also, there are more bulges on the walls in here than you've seen anywhere else.
Fascinating. I think we found some of the crew here.
Let's get one of the drones close to those.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, go ahead, Mason.
Well, I was going to say, we want to record details of them... I'm not sure we want to be lugging their bodies out, because who knows what they're full of.
They're also pretty huge. I mean, as I say, 1.5 meter squares.
Okay, I will document everything.
Well, we could get one out of the get the ship and pick it up later. That wouldn't be a disaster.
No, it's
start of a horror movie or anything.
In spite of the way it's drawn, they would both fit through the airlock.
Do they... looking at those, do we think that they are... a being, or do we think that they are some form of EVA?
Give me an int roll if you're looking a bit more close up.
Yeah. Well, I'm not, but I have a drone that is.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Ooh, 11.
Okay. So looking at the bigger one, which is the one with the holes drilled in it, that gives you some, you know, places to stick in cameras and so on.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't, let's see. Yeah, there is, it's hard to tell, but you think there was probably originally an empty space inside it, which was, metre and a half, 2 metres long. But the reason it's hard to tell is that what may have been padding at some point has largely been eaten.
Oh. That could either be an EVA suit or a skeleton.
Right. So we still don't know if this is the crew.
No.
Do they look?
Although judging by the fact that they wouldn't go through the ordinary doors very easily.
Oh, that was my question. Would they fit through the normal doors?
No.
Seems unlikely then, huh? I mean, the point of a door is to let you through, right?
But we don't know if this species has, you know, develops particular types of creature for certain activities. Do
you could get them through the larger doors into the what we might call the main engineering room. Lower deck, but
yeah,
not any further into the ship.
Do they look like they're the same species? They're the same organism?
Not really, no.
Are they different?
I mean, that's not fair. They're broadly similar in that, you know, they've got the same sort of shell and the same sort of multi-limbs sticking out of them and so on. But they do not have, for example, the same number of limbs.
Okay.
More like different models of a particular brand, say.
So let's gather
That's
some...
That's a very capitalist way of looking at biology there, Felix.
Let's gather some scans and maybe tissue samples, as opposed to thinking about taking the whole things back.
Yeah. As you say, we can always pull them through the airlock.
Horace, have you taken any of the little worms?
Oh yeah, I got a sample right here.
It's not ringing about anymore.
Good. Can I get a look at the... With the drones, can we get a look at the holes? Just, is it possible to tell whether things came into the creatures or came out of the creatures?
That's fair. Give me an int.
9?
In.
Okay. They're in.
It looks very like what it was trying to do to your helmet.
Okay. Right. Okay. But the one that was... That was a much bigger one that was doing it to Felix.
Yes.
Okay. Can the... Are the drones... Have they got kind of manipulators? Can they get us a sample?
Yes. Yeah, they're not great, but they'll get the job done.
They've got.
Think of a bicycle wheel with short legs all around it.
Could you get me a sample of one of those legs there?
I was wondering whether maybe these things had retrieved something that had brought the creatures with it, but it seems not.
Possibly.
It's tricky to say for sure, but you're veering towards no, I think.
Yeah.
Looking at the shape of either of the two...
not important, don't
we? Yeah. Things. Then thinking about the seats in the thing, would either of these kind of...
Absolutely not. When you were taking a look in, when Felix was taking a look inside, there was something that might have been one of those pedestal seats, but it's in grave disrepair.
So there is perhaps the possibility that whatever the crew are made of is completely consumed by these worms.
Well, yes. I mean, in the way that if we were...
No, what I mean is the bodies aren't left anywhere. We aren't going around finding uniforms or spacesuits or a rib bone or anything. We're not seeing any evidence of the actual crew. This is the closest we've come to seeing, you know, effectively a crew member, and it appears now it's some sort of vehicle. Almost.
Yeah, okay. Or pets, mind you.
So are they possibly a complete sort of soft-bodied creature absolutely devoured. That the reason that we can't see them isn't because they've left the ship, but all traces of them are eaten by possibly these worms.
Well, that would require a full analysis of the insides of these creatures, I guess. I don't know if we've got time for that.
Maybe let's try the other chambers and see, you know, I mean, we've got this far, we might as well.
Yeah, we need to go through and we've got quite a bit still to map.
We had a nasty encounter with that one, but it was no trouble to handle, really.
Well, how big do these things get?
Rhetorical.
Okay.
Biggest you've seen is about 3 meters long.
I wouldn't fancy a 3 meter one on my face.
So about that wide.
God, I'm irritating myself now. Sorry.
it's a
Caragor the Cruel.
Oh God,
the late unlamented.
Yeah.
Shall we try the rest of down here and then go back and go underneath the front?
I think, but I think from now on, I would like to listen carefully at all doors with my super hearing. In case I hear squirmy noises.
Yeah, that's
valid, because you might have actually heard that.
Mm-hmm. Although, I can't help but think of the door worms from Tunnels and Trolls that you list against them and they burrow into your head. We've come across worms that burrow through things and you're talking about putting your head up against the door. Just seems...
But he's got cyber ears or something. Aren't they worm repellent?
I don't know.
Ask Lindsay Wagner.
Just check the warranty.
Okay, let's have a listen. I approach this door and...
See, there's only a couple of you.
Okay, what's your modifier?
Plus two.
Okay.
The doll
not getting anything behind that.
Its head.
Mm. No sign of any activity.
One of these rooms has got to be something really, really cliffhangery, I'm sure.
Jethro, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will pull the door open and attempt to step smartly back.
Okay. Right, this room is frankly a bit of a mess. There is drifting junk floating about.
Interesting.
Junk?
Well, specifically electronic brackets, technological type junk. There are several puckered scars on the walls, which don't look anything like the battle damage you've seen elsewhere. They're a lot smaller for a start. Somebody wants to give me... Ooh, let's see.
Recon?
No, not so much that. Okay, no, nobody's got engineered, nobody's got science and ology, have you?
Science of what?
Science and xenology.
I've got biology...
Not really relevant, I think. Okay, anybody wants to try an int for 12 and do it?
Oh, I'm clever. I'm caught.
Jack of all trades?
All the jack of all trades can go for int for 10.
No, I feel that rolling 3.
11!
No, it's an 8 for me.
Have you got jack of all trades?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, barely know any of trades. Our trades aren't really my department. I was a space bum for a while, but no, I've got a 0 on the roll and I rolled 11, which is a bit painful.
Yeah.
But there we go.
Closer than me, though. I mean, still crap. You know, we haven't achieved anything.
still a fail, but it's less embarrassing. Absolutely.
But I thought I saw something.
I'm going to scan the room in infrared. Well, my thermal eye.
Okay.
I spy with my little eye.
Oh, my thermal eye.
There are a few bulges in here, and you can make them out. They are a bit warmer than the rest of the hull.
Okay.
The temperature everywhere seems to have stabilised about 30 degrees now.
Possibility then that these things could come through.
They don't seem to be moving.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's good or not.
Some of them are sort of writhing very slowly and gently.
It's like, but do they register our presence, and the longer we stay, the higher the possibility of them doing something. What are we looking at within this room then, as in that huge thing that I'm hoping isn't like a sandworm?
No, that's basically where something was fitted and has been removed or consumed or, you don't know, where it is now. From the size of it.
So what, it's just a hollow space in the floor?
That's basically where the arrangements of scars on the floor and ceiling are.
Okay.
But you said there's bits floating around. Do they look potentially like things that were attached?
Consistent with the things you've seen elsewhere in the ship that are basically the control and power feed and so on systems.
So potentially that thing's been kind of eaten away, and these are the bits that aren't eaten. They've been ripped off.
That's a possibility. Yeah.
So what was there then? Is this the sort of beating heart of the ship that these things really go for?
And if they eat organic stuff, why aren't they eating the rest of the ship?
Might be a bit tough.
Yeah.
Perhaps they have eaten enough of the higher energy stuff that they then burrow in and go on to the next phase in their life. They might burrowing into a creature and then using it as a host. And a nursery.
Mm-hmm. Right. Potentially.
Yep. We've all seen aliens.
We need to see the...
None of us want that.
We need to see the remaining section, really.
It's a good film.
If there's crew of hold up anywhere, it'll be there, won't it?
Okay, so go...
I think the crew have basically been the main course.
I think you're right, but...
So going down that hatchway. You have got this is actually where possibly having been a space bomb comes into its own, because
is it full of sphincters?
There are only so many ways to build a cargo container. And this may be an alien cargo container that are in here, but it's still a cargo container. There are several of the similar design. Some of them have burst open. The ones that are open to be filled with rocks. Different type of rock for each container.
Rocks from the planet.
Bit of scanning then? Are there some sort of ore, perhaps? Or?
I've been in the scouts. Yes, I've been in. I've been a surveyor in the scouts. Does this seem like the sort of thing we did?
Plausibly, yeah. Really doing a full analysis on this, you'd want to bring samples back to Bayern.
Yeah,
and the main science lab there.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, maybe they were scouting out different planets and getting samples from each.
Let's keep these completely separate, because if they keep them in separate areas, there's always the possibility that they are getting something that, when combined, is a problem.
If somebody said these are all samples, you wouldn't be able to say that wasn't true. Put it that way.
Right, okay. Any movement or signs of... or anywhere.
The same bulges are seeing in most of the ship.
Nothing
any
else.
Indication that they've been in here, though? Because if some of the containers are opened. Holes chewed in things, or...
Nothing seems to be chewed. It might be burst open during violent manoeuvring. That would be any of you with space experience would guess, I think.
They just look, with my practice eye, they look like great places to sleep. A rock can be surprisingly comfortable.
I should say that's in the aft section. In the forward section, you've got you're definitely getting into the idea of how this stuff works. Basically, organic batteries.
Okay.
And what might well be avionics sensor components.
Wait, in that fluid, is that Keanu Reeves?
Oh, I need another one.
Okay, I guess at this point, maybe we should
sample the technologies.
Yeah, but I wonder if we should hurry up a bit. If the whole place is warming up, maybe
it is stabilised, doesn't it? Right.
It's stabilised about 30 degrees.
It's no warmer.
How long ago?
10 minutes or so.
It's no warmer. Neither of the eggs are doing anything, and neither is the. Neither is the one worm that we're aware of.
What we don't understand is why that one attacked Felix.
Well, it was out in the open.
Because it was out.
And that's the only one we've seen that was out anywhere.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
He's got that kind of face, welcoming.
Could
have just been going for
hither.
A big kiss.
No.
I bet you like an overly affectionate dog.
With the teeth of a giant space lamprey. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The teeth on some of those dogs they've got now.
Now there's no Vargas in this setting. And I am going to grab some space samples then. Put them in my sample.
Your space.
Space sample bag. Yeah.
It worked so well in Blake 7.
Your astro bag.
Definitely some of the organic batteries.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking actually if we carefully go back to the crew quarters, is it reasonable to assume that at some point people would take off vac suits? Not us. I mean, if you are travelling in a spaceship, I assume at some point you take off your vac suit.
Probably, yeah.
If you're wearing a vac suit.
Yeah, so just thinking we might want to swab some of these surfaces that look like they might be furniture or whatever in case we can recover some useful DNA equivalent for the scientists.
Okay, yep.
Even though there's nothing obvious to take.
Let's see. Does anybody have investigates?
Oh, I do.
I think I do. Yes, I've got investigate of 2.
Okay, let's have investigate and int rolls.
Okay. I'm not very intelligent, but I'm tenacious. 7 for... Oh, no, 8 for me.
8 for me.
Okay, you both notice there are definitely areas that have a lot more worms and areas that have a lot fewer bulges,
okay.
I should say.
But... And what are the... is there any correlation or anything?
Okay, it's going to take a bit of time to look at it, but...
Thickness of the hole, maybe? Composition of the hole?
No.
Temperature? Chemical composition?
No, there is. I mean, it hasn't been relevant to you guys, but there are low-level electrical fields through the ship, and the bulges seem to be more where the fields are less.
Well, where they're less, I was wondering if it was possibly they're on the side, more on the side that's exposed to the sun or something.
When we went towards the bulge. We thought there was some form of electrical.
Okay.
So if we effectively discharged an electric current into one of these bulges, theoretically these things would perhaps try to get away from it.
That's a large logical leap, but it's not completely unfalsifiable.
Well, I only rolled 8.
Can we generate an electrical... Well, presumably we can.
Yeah, we short-circuit one of the drones.
Just if we can...
Did I mention I haven't got any kind of electrical engineering?
could we... Does that mean they are not only attracted by, but maybe sensitive to... Mind you, it wasn't that sturdy, the thing, was it? But...
Mm.
But the problem is,
to be fair,
we're all walking.
I did shoot it with a very powerful shotgun.
We are all walking electrical.
Ah,
well,
yes.
I just assume it wasn't that tough. But we are kind of all little electrical fields ourselves. That's the slight problem.
Yeah.
You sound like a trendy vicar.
Are we not all in many ways?
You have options on this, so I'll give you the best ones. You can make a science biology with edu.
Yes, please.
You are trying for a 10.
Well, I get plus 4 if you if I do it that way, so I like them odds.
Come on, number 5.
Oh, I rolled a 6, so I've got a 10.
Reddish!
Okay.
I bend over and assume the position.
Like this
so needs to be our battle cry.
Just for reference.
Okay.
But when you get to it, there's... Okay, it's... There are components, I mean, you're scanning them from a distance because they're buried in the hull. But yeah. There are components which definitely emit particular fields, and those seem to be the things that the worms are not, getting close to.
Okay.
And.
Electrical fields.
Yeah, it's a bit electrical, a bit charged particle. I mean, you say radiation, people start panicking, but.
Oh my God.
Seriously, your suits are casually bouncing this stuff. That's not really
okay.
however, looking at where the battle damage is, you think it might well be that some of these components are what has among the damage would be these things, and that might account for the worms being there and not so much in other places.
So they've been used as an offensive weapon.
There's no sign that was done deliberately.
Oh, I see what you mean. They are the offensive weapon.
On the other hand, perhaps... from that point, you reckon it would take a lot of work and more science and more engineering. But you reckon it ought, at least in theory, to be possible to build this into some sort of portable emitter.
Yeah, we need to get the full breakdown of what is repelling them slightly.
Mm. Well, I get what skill would it be to work out, you know, how much, you know, in dollar terms, what that knowledge would be worth.
Well, as I say, you've already got...
Who is the capitalist now?
Everybody on this mission already has their book contract sold in advance.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but one of us has writing skill too.
I'm not sure necessarily that we can say that the energy damage and the worms are directly connected. Because it strikes me that if this ship was damaged the worms were in
came
the
along
vicinity...
Yes.
Mike, you've gone very faint.
Right, hear me now?
Only just.
Yes,
hear me now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, no.
It seems like you're at the other end of a long room.
I'm just wondering if the worms are sort of opportunistic in a way, that there's a break in the shell, and they use that to get in, but they didn't necessarily cause the
Seems
break.
Quite a coincidence. Well, no, you're right. It's cool. Yeah. Chicken
I mean,
and
we
egg.
Know there could be clouds of these things in some form drifting around this star. Maybe all over our ships.
Well, that's the
which
worry.
Is why we need...
My working theory is there wasn't damage the here already. They caused the damage.
Ooh. Here's another possible theory. The ship was damaged. Would it be surface capable?
Judging by the... I mean, if that is indeed a bipropellant rocket, then probably yes.
Okay. Hypothetically, ship was damaged, went down to maybe even this world for repairs, resupply, whatever.
Picks up some
local parasites.
Yeah.
Potentially, when the crew realised what was going on, they either decided we need to leave this thing safely in orbit for our people to come and inspect / fumigate, or decided to take the noble way out and not risk returning these things to their people.
Well, they could have abandoned ship. Is the other option.
That's what I mean.
We better leave it there, I guess. Guys,
yep. Well, give that some thought, and see you again next week.
Fascinating. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is very interesting.
Thank you, Roger. Mm.
Thank you. See you next week.
Cheerio. Same time, same place.
Good night, all.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye, everybody.